Good morning. For those of you listening online, my name's Ruth. I'm on community here. Shall we pray? Father God, thank you for this day that is before us. Thank you that we can meet together in this way. And though you're already here, we invite you, Holy Spirit, to move amongst us this morning afresh. Open our eyes and ears and heart to your words and your presence. Amen. So our reading this morning is from Matthew. Matthew 16, starting at 13. In front of you in the chapel, that's on page 983. So Jesus asked his disciples, "Who do people say the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." "But what about you?" he asked. "Who do you say I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." Jesus replied, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah. For this was not revealed to you by flesh and blood, but by my Father in heaven. And I tell you, Peter, and I tell you that you are Peter, and on this and I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." Then he ordered his disciples not to tell anyone that he was the Messiah. "But what about you?" he asked. "Who do you say I am?" In my mind, if this was being directed by Spielberg, what's another director that's quite, you know, and I think this would be the moment that Jesus would look right down the camera lens in a not so subtle way. "What about you? Who do you say I am?" There are moments I find in the Bible that I think God is acutely aware that this is going to be read in this moment in time now, and in time and time and time to come, that there are certain messages that just sort of hit through time and culture like a lightning bolt. And this for me is one of them. "And what about you? Who do you say I am?" I think is a question that God asks us. I think most days, every day. I think it speaks of, to me, what's the whole point of my faith? He asks them, who are people saying I am? What are they saying about me? And I don't think that's a bad thing. There's many things that we're told about who Jesus is. Some of them right, some of them not. But ultimately, "And what about you? Who do you say I am? Do you know me? Who am I to you?" All the time, in this moment. And it's a deeply, deeply personal question that I think God's asking all of us. And so, honestly, I'm just going to leave us space this morning to ponder that. What about you? Who do you say I am? You might want to answer that to God. you might want to ask that to God. As always, the chapel is here for you, but it is a glorious morning. And so if you would like to have a chat with God, he's outside too. So do go for a little walk outside if you would like, and watch the sun as it paints the hills golden, and have, dare we imagine, invest 10 minutes of quiet outside. Breakfast will be at 8 o'clock. Have a blessed morning.